Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Joining us here on the guest line is my good friend and yours, the oldest man in the world. I'm talking, of course, about Tom King of the Nashua Telegraph. Hi, Mr. King. How are we doing?
You didn't want him to draft Drake May?
No.
What'd you want him to draft? Me?
Oh, not that either. There's some other players in there that I kind of liked.
Oh, come on. In another year, Bailey Zappi?
No, I didn't want Bailey Zappi. What I wanted them to do was draft Harrison and sign Russell Wilson for a bridge year and then go
oh,
from
Russell
there.
Russell Wilson, that would have worked out great. Look how that's worked out for everybody.
Pittsburgh, you had a good year with Pittsburgh last year. I'd have been okay with that.
He didn't have that great. They would have been better off with Justin Fields quarterback. I mean, he got
Fields
a rough Pittsburgh. They barely got in. So... that's why he's not. If he had such a great year with Pittsburgh, why isn't he there? He's not there anymore.
Yeah, I know. I mean, listen, he had a pretty good year with Denver, and they moved on from him, too. I'm not saying he was the answer, but I thought for a bridge year, for a bridge quarterback year, I would have been okay with that. I didn't love May coming out of college. I just didn't, you know, like I thought out of the three, he was clearly the third. I thought maybe he might even be the fourth behind a guy like Nix, and, you know, I wasn't that enamored with him. I thought he was really, really raw and really young.
I thought he was well. He definitely was young because he hadn't played college, he hadn't played football for a long time.
Right.
So, but you know they liked him. Jaden. They knew that. I mean, there was no one else to draft. They had it over Bo Nix, I think. And then they didn't really have much of a choice. They needed a quarterback. They could not go another year without a young quarterback. And that was the difference, you know, and obviously they almost screwed it up last year. Luckily, May, I think, is of the personality and of the confidence and of the ability to take whatever coaching he gets, but also toss out some of the bad stuff.
Yeah.
And you know, he's been able to do that. And with Josh McDaniels, I don't think there's much bad stuff, and he knows that. So the kid is really good. I mean, I think he's great off the field. I think he's great really good on the field. I told you during training camp, he just looked more confident. And I think that's you saw that. He didn't look confident in the opener, but he looked a lot more confident, you know, obviously on Sunday night. That was quite a show. It was the May and Diggs show. And yeah. Get used to it. Get used to it. You know, I mean, until teams figure it out, which they may, you know, eventually. But you know, now we may get back into the world of traffic on Route 1 and flexing games and everything else, you know, because if this team continues to do it. Because I do follow the theory that they're going to be favored in the next four games. And, you know, if that's the case and they go 7-2, oh, my goodness, you know, everybody's going to be really excited. And it would take a lot, given the failures of other teams in the AFC and maybe the perceived weakness of the AFC for the Patriots not to be a playoff contender or at least or even get into the playoffs as a wild card down the end of the season.
Yeah.
That was You were talking about an identity.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we saw that. We saw a good chunk of what Vrabel wanted to see for an identity. Early on in the game, you saw a physical team. They were the hitting in that game early on was unlike the other four games. It was a violent game to start, and it kind of stayed that way, I thought, throughout the game. And that's the kind of game, Mike, you know, we both saw Vrabel play when he was a player. I mean, he's, you know, he was that kind of a guy, you know, and they wanted to see some hard hitting. They wanted to see some big tackles, and they just wanted to see a little bit of a tenacity. You know, anybody can beat Carolina like they did last week. That showed me something too, but because they blew away a lousy team, but boy, the hitting in that game and the intensity in that game on Sunday night was right up Mike Vrabel's alley.
I'm sure.
Right,
and it seemed to be, and it seemed like he was very pleased with what was happening out there. And I think that's another part of this entire game and narrative that's sort of being overlooked, is the fact that the Patriots scoring 23 points was great, and Drake May looked awesome. He had a couple of real signature plays. But the story of the game, in my opinion, is that
defense.
Buffalo
yep.
got held to under 30 points. You know, like, they were averaging 33 points a game, and you held them to 20 at home, you know, and on prime time with Josh Allen and everything else. Like, that's so far. I know it's early on in the year, but I don't know that a lot of other teams are going to be able to do that to that team.
No, I don't think so either, but I think a lot of other teams are going to try because they just saw a little bit of a blueprint, right?
Yeah.
But the thing is they put pressure on Allen. They got pressure on him. And even when you get pressure on him, that doesn't mean anything because he's able to get away, and he did get away for a lot. Buffalo doesn't have they stopped everything else along with Allen, right? They didn't let Buffalo run rampant on them. And the Patriots, over the last couple of years, have not been able to stop the run. Now, the Bills did get a couple of running plays, but mm-hmm. there were no breakaways. There were no long drives. There were no, you know, with on the ground that would have tired that defense out. And here's the other thing the defense had that they haven't had much of this year. They had Christian Gonzalez. And I think when he starts taking away receivers, then Allen had to panic. Allen had to go down his checks. And he probably hadn't had to do that a lot in the first four games. But Gonzalez really makes a difference with that defense. I think we saw that on Sunday night. But, boy, I can't get enough. And I'm not a Patriots fan, but I can't get enough of Vrabel being outside that locker room and greeting every single player when they go in. Could you imagine Bill Belichick doing that?
You kidding me? He didn't greet anyone.
He didn't greet anyone. No, that's for sure. He certainly didn't greet us. You know, he's a player's coach. And what Vrabel is able to pull off is he's able to let them know who's in charge
mm-hmm.
and make them like it.
Right.
That's what he's able to do. Because when you heard those words about Vrabel from Christian Gonzalez, what was everybody thinking the first month of the season? That Vrabel was ticked off at Gonzalez and weren't getting along and, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
Gonzalez didn't want to come back and play the whole
thing. Same with Diggs. There was a whole thing with Diggs. He gave some answers about Diggs that people took to mean like maybe he's annoyed with Diggs too. And listen, those two guys are both playing their asses off right now.
Oh, I bet he was annoyed with Diggs in June.
Maybe he was. But...
I think he was very annoyed with Stephon Diggs in June.
But it hasn't. He didn't treat it in a way that ruined the relationship with the player like Belichick would have done.
And he hasn't done that with Ramondre Stevenson.
Right.
All right. And it may hurt him. It may come back to hurt him. But he said, we need him. And you know why they need him? Because they only have three running backs.
Yeah,
and
right.
now they need him even more than ever because they only have two. Mm-hmm. So those are the things that, you know, Vrabel plays it pretty well, you know, he got Diggs for a reason, and he wanted to make sure Diggs would succeed, but he couldn't put up with what happened. You know, he couldn't let things get out of hand in June like they almost did. So, and Diggs, I still don't know how he came back in less than a year from a torn ACL, but look at some of the moves that he put on the other night, that when he extended a play, down, I think it was 25 or 30 yards, you know, in the first half, and just kind of, you know, just ran circles around the defender until he could get free, and he did. And I think, you know, that's the Stephon Diggs that everybody remembers, right? That's the Stephon Diggs that Josh Allen loved.
Sure.
And that's the Stephon Diggs that Josh Allen misses right now.
I bet he does.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
On the subject of the running game and the fact that they're down to two, I know they just signed a kid who I've never heard of to their practice squad, and that they already had a running back in the practice squad as well. I'm not sure what that standing is right now. But two running backs going forward, one of them's got the dropsies, the other one goes down with a nice stiff breeze hits him. So how do you go with the run game to lean on here when you're down to two guys in a practice squatter?
Well, first of all, I think that they're going to go a steady diet. See, I like Trevion Henderson more as a third down back than a guy in space, than a guy to carry the ball all the time. So I think that that's how they should use him. And I think if Stevenson gets a steady diet of carries, I think that might help him. You know, I'm still waiting to see the Ramondre Stevenson. I think we saw it a little bit, some flashes of it, but the guy that Bill Belichick loves so much, you know, that would bounce off hits and it would do all sorts of different things. And I think the running backs need rhythm. They need a lot of carries. You change it up a little bit to give him a break, three or four carries with another guy, but you get this other guy 15 to 18 carries a game and get him going and get him moving. I think that's probably what their game plan is going to be going forward. And I think that's they're going to need depth. Obviously they're going to sign somebody this week or elevate someone from the practice squad. I think they had a bunch of guys in for tryout today. I'm trying to think if there's any really, really name back that we know is just sitting around doing nothing. I don't think there is.
Zach Moss and Gus the Bus Edwards are the only two names I recognize in the free agent list right now. I guess Zeke Elliott's still out there somewhere.
I don't think they're going to go that route again.
Probably not. I mean, I don't know what they're going to do, but I know that with a guy like Stevenson in particular, and I know he had the two touchdowns, but you're talking about someone who last year was in danger of losing his job on that Gerard Mayo team. He comes back out, and that problem's not fixed. I mean, that's a pretty big red flag there, isn't it?
Oh, well, it's a red flag with the fact he's got the problem, but if the problem persists, it's even worse, because then what do? Then they're going to have to give Henderson.
But the problem is persisting. It is time. Like, this is the problem persisting right now.
Well, I mean, going forward, we'll see how it goes.
I guess.
You know, that's just going to have to wait and see, because they don't have a lot of depth, and Vrabel knew that, so he didn't want to bench him. And I think that's why. And now he knows he's got to have him. And, you know, what do? They give him the ball in practice, and they have, like, 500 guys, you know, try to knock it out. You have him carry the football around the building, try to knock it out of his hands then.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what they do. That's what they do in the NFL. That's what guys do to try to cure guys of fumbling. Maybe give Tom Coughlin a call and see how he got Tiki Barber to stop doing it. You can save Barber's career.
Yeah, that was a big problem for him.
He was it. But here's another thing about Vrabel. Attention to detail. You know, everybody thinks he's okay, great, great players, coach, blah, blah, blah.
Motivator, right, yeah.
And the thing was, if you noticed, towards the end of that first half, when he got that timeout with 4 seconds, it was with 18 seconds left, but the clock said 17. What did he do? He went to the ref and said, hey, look, you got to put another second back on the clock.
Right. Yeah.
They kicked the field goal with 1 second left on the clock to end the half. They won the game by 3 points. Attention to detail. That's what Vrabel wants to see in his players. And I think we saw that from Mike Vrabel on Sunday night.
All right, very good, Tom King. As already done here, I whizzed right by as usual as we react to a nice win for the Patriots over the Buffalo Bills, and we look ahead to next week as well. We'll talk to you again very soon, my friend.
Old people can move fast.
I know. We'll have you out there. We'll have you out there trying out a running back. We'll get you in the Oklahoma drills.
Exactly.
How about that?
Well, I could have been drafted. You never know. So
it's true.
All right, Christian. Listen, great being on. Thank you very much for
As always, Tom King, Nashua Telegraph, joining me here on the Christian Arcan Show. Go ahead and follow him on Twitter at @Telegraph_TomK. He's been covering the Patriots for a very, very long time, as he is very, very old.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.